This is a fresh episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Arshad Khan. He's from the Department of Biological Sciences. And Arshad, welcome.
Thanks, Keith. Good to be here.
Tell us what you do, very succinctly for our lay audience.
Yeah, so I'm a neuroscientist, so I study the brain, and I'm interested in a particular part of the brain called the hypothalamus, which controls a variety of different behaviors, one of which is appetite control and hunger. And it turns out there's a lot of different circuits in the hypothalamus that, much like circuits in the computer, that control a variety of different behaviors, and we're trying to tease apart those circuits and map them.
How big is the hypothalamus?
The hypothalamus is, in the human brain, about the size of an almond, and it's astonishingly complex for the size of an almond. If you actually cut open an almond, you would realize how just small the structures are for inside the brain. The circuits are packed tightly. There's a lot of different cells, and they have a division of labor. So there's the joke in among college students studying neuroscience, particularly the hypothalamus, is that the hypothalamus mediates the four Fs: feeding, fleeing, fighting, and mating.
Okay, so for such a compact little organ, I suppose we can call it an organ, or it's a part
of an organ.
Anyway. How do you go about doing your research? You need to map all these different little areas within the hypothalamus.
Yeah, so you know, one of the things that we're taking advantage of is the laboratory rat, the standard animal model that's been used for over a century now. And it turns out that a tremendous amount of information structurally is available about the rat hypothalamus as opposed to just about any other hypothalamus of any other animal, including
that
the human.
That must be about as big as a little peanut.
It's much smaller than an almond. Yes, it's a tiny peanut-shaped structure. And so to tease it apart, we actually have to look at postmortem tissue of the rat hypothalamus. It turns out that those circuits are evolutionarily conserved across the animal kingdom, the vertebrate kingdom particularly. So the vertebrates usually share all of these primal structures. Hypothalamic circuits mediate hunger and thirst, reproduction, aggression, defense, territoriality. All of these behaviors are of interest to me, you know, as a professor here in biology. And so to understand the neural basis of behavior is really what we're all about. And to get at the brain, you really have to look at it microscopically. You have to basically look under the microscope and label cells. And, you know, we also have techniques where we inject, under anesthesia, we inject dyes into the brain of the living rat. And we're also beginning to be doing this in mouse. And the dyes are of a nature that they will label the axons, or the nerve connections that connect the individual cells together in the brain.
So the end goal of your research, if in 25 years you come back and you've had this great career, you say, and we have discovered.
Well, we would like to create, with 25 years' time, to have high-resolution maps of the hypothalamus, targetable areas for experimental manipulation, a knowledge of the drugs that affect that region specifically, and maybe a handle on how some of those circuits can be, you know, under pathological conditions, what happens to those circuits.
Arshad Khan, Professor of Biological Sciences, it's been a pleasure having you here. It's been delightful to find out about this little almond in the middle of my head. So you've been listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas, right here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.